the teacher comes into the classroom and sees a picture on the board somebody made while she was out. She said, "Who
drew that?"
And she points to a little boy on the front row and she said, "You must have
drawn."
And you say, "I hope you've learned your lesson," or "I hope you've learned your lesson."
Learned.
You leave a Coke on the table, Coca-Cola, and you go out, and they bother to come back, and the bottle is empty, and you say, "Who
drank?"
And "You must have
drunk."
He didn't get up, he just what in his chair?
Just sat.
Did he have any help? Yes, I
helped him.
Now, suppose you go to buy some apples, and the man in the grocery store says, he points to several kinds. "What kind of apples do you like?" Well, you point to one kind. You say, "I like
those."
Use the word "kind" in your sentence. "I like
this kind."
All right. And did you see John downtown? Yes, I
saw him.
Another way of saying "he should do that." Can you think of another way to, instead of using "should"? Well, using the word "ought," how would you?
"He ought to do that."
Now, the negative of that.
"He ought not to do that."
Right. "When the bee stung me on my hand did what?"
"Swelled."
And look at my hand, it's all
swollen.
Did he steal the car? Yes, he.
"He stole it."
Has he ever what a car?
"Stolen."
You see a little boy that you haven't seen in a year, and he's bigger than he was. You say, "My, you sure have
grown."
And his father says, "Yes, he what, about 2 inches?"
"He grew."
You say, "They hung him or they hanged him?"
"Hanged."
And if somebody says, "I'm not going to do it," would you say, "Me either?"
That's customary. But I don't. I said, "Neither would I." That would be my answer.
Now, we got the negative of "he ought to" a minute ago.
Yes.
What about the negative of "used to be"? He used to be afraid, or the negative of that, he
isn't now afraid?
Well, in the past, he wasn't afraid. Would you say he didn't used to be, or used to not be, or?
I wouldn't. He used not to be afraid.
I see.
He used not to be afraid. That's the way I'd say that.
Mm-hmm. And then, did you know the answer? Yes, I.
I knew it.
And I wish I had
known.
Have you what your medicine yet?
Taken.
Yes, I what it an hour ago.
Took.
And do you say he sweated or he sweat?
Sweat.
You say, what did he die of or die from or die with?
Either.
Anyone would do? Which mm-hmm. one? Maybe one sounds more natural than the others.
Well, I think from is really the most logical. Because he did die from an illness.
Right. And
or from a heart attack, or from whatever it may have been.
Mm-hmm. You say, "I want off at the next corner," or "I want to get off at the next corner."
Want off, I guess, would be the best way.
All right. You say, "Does this sound natural to you? It seemed like you would never get here."
Yes.
Would you repeat that?
It seemed like he would never get here.
You say it's kind of cold or sort of cold?
Either one. Kind of is perhaps the